Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all that you do. We thank you for your grace, for your love, your patience. We thank you for the work of Christ on the cross. We thank you for the indwelling Holy Spirit. And this morning, Father, we pray for Mike McFarland as he comes to present your message, your words, so that we can grow in wisdom and love and patience ourselves and to be more like you. We pray, Father, that you'd be with Lake Country Bible Church and those that are in attendance and those that are visitors and come. And bless all of our families with your wisdom and guidance. Pray that you'd, in all things, your will be done. In Jesus' name, pray. Today's scripture reading is Daniel 3, 8 through 12. Daniel, third chapter, 8 through 12. Wherefore, at that time, certain Chaldeans came near and accused the Jews. They spake and said to the king Nebuchadnezzar, O king, live forever. Thou, O king, hast made a decree that every man that shall hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, dulcimer, and all kinds of music shall fall down and worship the golden image. And whoso falleth not down and worshipeth, that he should be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. There are certain Jews whom thou hast set over the affairs of province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up.
Let's pray before we start. Father, we come to you this morning. We just thank you so much for your word, that it's accurate, that it's true, that it's trustworthy. And Father, that it's for us today. Father, we pray that we might, as we look into Daniel chapter 3, we might take some personal encouragement and lessons and truths, Father, home with us that will stand well for us in the days ahead. So, Father, we thank you for those that are here and ask, Father, that your word might be plain and clear and easy to be understood. Father, we ask all these things in Christ's name. Amen. Daniel chapter 3. Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, been prisoners here in Babylon. Nebuchadnezzar had pretty well ruled the world, the then known world at that time. His influence, his rule was great. Daniel and his three fellow prisoners from Israel had been taken to Babylon away from their homeland, had ran into some difficulties there in that Nebuchadnezzar had a dream, not just one dream, but several dreams. And Nebuchadnezzar was puzzled because he couldn't remember the dreams. You ever dreamt at night and woke up the next day and couldn't remember the dream? I have. I've said some things lately in my life I can't remember 15 seconds after I said them. Go ahead, laugh. You're not this old, you will be someday. Unless you laugh too hard, and then you may not live that long. But anyway, this was the circumstance that Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had found themselves in. The king, the monarch, Nebuchadnezzar, consulted with his wise men of his court, those who advised him, who helped him answer questions that he might have concerning the rule, how to go about executing his commands. And he had asked these wise men and these counselors what the dream was. And they boldly told Nebuchadnezzar, "Hey, you've got to be joking." This is East Texas vernacular. "You've got to be joking. Nobody, no king has ever asked somebody to do that. You tell us the dream and we'll tell you what it means." But Nebuchadnezzar didn't want that. Nebuchadnezzar wanted to know what the dream was because he didn't understand, didn't know. He couldn't remember. And it bothered him, caused him some sleepless nights. And so he went to those in his realm of influence, and he inquired as of the possibility of anybody being there that could answer his dream. God puts us, as he put Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, in difficult situations at times as we walk with the Lord. I have been amazed as I have spent time in Daniel. I've been amazed at how many times the events in Daniel coincide so closely with the events in life. My life, possibly your life. In fact, I know, if you know Christ as your Savior this morning, that it's happened in your life. And the puzzling thing to me as I have thought about this over the weeks, why does God do that to us? Why does God put us in difficult situations where there's seemingly no plausible answers to it? How does He put us in contact with so many situations, people? Why does He do that? Does He love us? Sure, He loves us. He gave His Son, Christ, that we might have eternal life as a free gift. That's what kind of love He has for us. But why does He allow us to be in these kinds of situations? Well, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, just like us, as they found themselves in this situation, as they had seen Daniel tell the king what his dream was, not only what it was, but what it meant. And King Nebuchadnezzar rewarded Daniel. He rewarded Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego because of Daniel's explanation of this weird dream, of this statue, this image that he had. An image with a gold head, a silver breast and arms, copper midsection, iron legs, iron and clay mixed feet. Daniel was able to tell him exactly what the future held for him, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He rewarded them. We find that in Daniel chapter 2. Now we're looking into Daniel chapter 3. And what's happened? I'm sure that when Daniel told the king his dream and what it meant, and he was raised in his place of authority and reverence in the king's court, his fellow countrymen raised up and given responsibilities, the easy jobs there in the king's realm of influence. I'm sure they rejoiced. Boy, things are going to be all right now. Daniel chapter 2. Daniel chapter 3, we find something completely different happening. We find that Nebuchadnezzar, who so readily agreed and supposedly worshiped the God, God himself, the God of Daniel, so readily, seemingly worshiped him, having the knowledge of his dreams, should have been satisfied a lot like us. Things got easy. He had peace. He slept well, I'm sure. He had time to think about what this dream that Daniel revealed to him really meant. He probably felt really good. You ever been in that situation? Come through some kind of trying time in our walk with the Lord? Maybe in employment. Maybe with neighbors. Maybe with family. And we take a deep breath. Glad that's done. Now we're on the easy road. I'm sure Daniel thought that. But what we find here in Daniel chapter 3, we find that Nebuchadnezzar has erected another image in the palace gardens. One that is 60 cubits tall, about 90 feet, 6 cubits wide, about 9 feet, solid gold. You see, Nebuchadnezzar was feeling good. The troubling dreams that he had prior to this, I'm sure he felt good about having a knowledge of what they meant to him. But we find Daniel 3, this image, this statue, this giant, golden, pure gold creation that he had there now in the palace garden. It's interesting what ran through Nebuchadnezzar's mind. Was it, I'm on the easy road now. Don't have to worry about what my dreams were, and I'm going to celebrate. Ever feel sort of that way? I have. I can remember times in my life where having survived difficult times, hard situations, taking a deep breath and saying, boy, this is so nice. And turn around just a short time later, all of a sudden, of a different kind, other difficult things come into life. Ever have that happen? Amen, if you have. I have. Continue to have. And so we find here in Daniel chapter 3, Nebuchadnezzar's gold image. Why didn't he make this image? I've thought about this, and you can tell me, please. Why didn't he make this image out of silver? Or copper? Or iron? Why did he make it out of gold? I think probably running through Nebuchadnezzar's mind, boy, I'm on the high road now. I've got everything taken care of. I know what's going to be going on. And I'm just going to give myself a gold image. So he did. He made this image out of gold. We know that as he made this image out of gold, he sent out a decree there in Babylon that it was to be worshipped, his image. Image of all of gold. No silver in it, no brass in it. No iron in it, gold. You see, Nebuchadnezzar felt like he had arrived. And so what happened, we read in our Bible reading this morning, was that some of the Chaldeans, probably jealous over those three Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when the six instruments began to play, and all of those within the sound of Nebuchadnezzar's command bowed and worshipped the image, it wasn't just any image, it was Nebuchadnezzar's image. He was proud of himself. Failed to worship. They did not worship. So these ones went to Nebuchadnezzar, these Chaldeans, and said, these Hebrews, they're not doing what you told them to do. They're not worshiping you. You see, the king Nebuchadnezzar had sent out a warning. You didn't worship this image that he had made. Put you in the fiery furnace. And I'm sure Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they, like us, because they're human, were human, did not wish to be cast in to the fire. Many times, you and I, we see things on the horizon that can be fearful and troubling. We don't want to be cast into that lake of fire or that furnace of fire either. But you know, these three Hebrew young men, even though they didn't want to be cast into the lake of fire, but if that was the will of God, they were willing to do that, to have that happen. We find that Romans was not written during this time period. Romans has a verse in Romans chapter 8. And we quote it sometimes glibly. But boy, when things get tough, we seem to forget it. Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. That's truth. We may not see that at the time of our troubles, but that's truth. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, their faith was in their God. And they knew that he was aware of what was taking place. They knew that the purpose of their God was to be worked out in their own lives. How do we accept the difficult days that come into everyone's life who knows Christ as their personal Savior? I preface that because I think many times we question God as to why are you letting this come into my life at this time? The three Hebrew boys had their prayers answered, saved from the fiery furnace. Saved from the anguish that was there. How do you think they felt when that danger passed? You see, God has a purpose for every one of us, as he did these young men. Everyone who knows Christ as their Savior will go through these troubling times, these difficult times. The news from the doctor that we didn't want to hear. The news from family members that are going through tough and difficult times that we don't want to hear. Why is it? What's the purpose? Well, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego realized the purpose. Honor their God. Whenever we think about that, when we talk to fellow believers, and this is so true, whenever you speak to a fellow believer, you can be assured that they are either about to go in to a fiery trial, or maybe they're just coming out of a fiery trial. Maybe they're in the midst of a fiery trial. You see, all of God's children have to have their fiery trials. Why? For punishment? No. For their benefit. For God's honor and glory. These trials that we experience may be long. They may be short. But we all have to go through, as God's children, these fiery trials. Not for salvation, but because God is to be glorified. God is the only one who determines how long these trials are that we go through. Some may be of short duration. Maybe it's one where a doctor's report is not good, yet we go to a specialist. We find that the problem is completely different than the one we thought we had. Maybe it could be that short. Maybe it's problems, hurts, difficulties that last for years. 40, 35, 30, 40, 45 years. Maybe they last that long. How do we handle those? God's the only one who determines how long these difficult times last for us as his child. You know, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, as I continue to study Daniel, we find that these men never faltered in their determination to do what God would have them do. Never faltered. I thought about that. I couldn't say, Mike, well, you've done pretty good because you've never faltered. I faltered before. I'll probably falter again. But you see, these young men never faltered in their faith. Neither did Nebuchadnezzar falter in his declaration that those who would not worship that golden image that he had created, his determination was that they should perish. He said, if you don't worship this image, you're going to be thrown into this fiery furnace. It was heated 7 times what it normally was heated. I can just imagine what that furnace was used for prior to this time, that it was going to be used as an execution chamber. I can imagine what it had been used for before. 7 times hotter. You know those 3 Hebrew boys? They had to have already determined that if they were to be consumed in that fiery furnace, it would be the Lord's will that it happened. And if he was to deliver them, praise God, he is the deliverer. They were committed and determined. Never would they kneel before that gold image. Fiery furnace, 7 times hotter than the men. They would be consumed 7 times quicker. The fire was so hot that those men that threw those 3 Hebrew youngsters in, young men, they perished that hot. And as Nebuchadnezzar looked into that furnace, saw those 3 Hebrew young men there, walking around. Oh, there was a 4th in there with them. He saw that. As these 3 Hebrew children were standing there, walking around, unhurt, in the midst of that furnace, they were accompanied by what the Scripture describes as an angel of the Lord. Unhurt, they were there. You know, God's true to his word when he says in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5, I will never leave thee or forsake thee. Those 3 young men, Hebrew young men, even though Hebrews had not been written at that time, they stood on that principle. I will never leave you nor forsake you. This extra person, many Bible scholars say, was none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. Find in Daniel chapter 3, verse 28, 25 through 30, Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spake and said, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, ye servants of the Most High God, come forth and come hither. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth out of the midst of the fire. And the princes, the governors, captains, king's counselors, being gathered together, saw these three men, upon whose body the fire had no power, nor was a hair of their head singed. Neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of fire had passed on to them. And Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, Blessed be the God, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who hath sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him and have changed the king's word and yielded their bodies that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own God. Therefore I make a decree that every people, nation, and language which spake anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made a dunghill. Because there is no other God that can deliver after this sort. Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. This whole experience came to a climactic end when the king commanded them to come forth. Came forth walking, unharmed, unhurt, couldn't even smell fire upon them. They'd been bound, now they were free, walking out of the furnace. The ropes had been burned, but their flesh was not scarred. What an experience. You see, today, when the child of God comes out of their adversity, he's enriched. This experience greatly benefits him. His faith is increased. His testimony is to the praise of the Lord. Not any different and the praise of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego as they came out of that fiery furnace. It's true, child of God is like silver. It's tried seven times. The impurities are taken out, and a new purity exists. How about you? Are you going through your time of the fiery furnace? Could be. I know the past few weeks have been a little bit tough for me. I know that some of you have prayed for me. Thank you. Those who have not, please do. I know that through this shall be a purifying. It doesn't add to my salvation. My salvation is complete. It's sure. It's guaranteed. But I'll come out enriched by the experience. As I think about it, I see the need for each one of us this morning to do as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did. It appears Daniel was somewhere else within the realm of Nebuchadnezzar, out of the hearing of his voice and his commands, worship the image. But difficult times in the life of the believer is not anything to be ashamed of. Let's pray. Father, we come to you this morning. We thank you so much for this time together. We thank you, Father, for the example Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and of Daniel, the earlier chapters. Father, how you purified and enriched those three Hebrew young men in their fiery furnace experience. Father, we see so many examples of our own lives as we look, as we see how Nebuchadnezzar responded and the things that he did that were not proper, were not honoring and glorifying to you, and yet you used this man to accomplish your purpose. Father, as we think about us, the life of Lake Country Bible Church, Father, we need a refocusing of what our efforts should be about. Father, we need to understand that there's a lost and dying world out there. And Father, there's great truths in your word that we'll never understand. Father, your Son, Jesus Christ, who created everything. Without him, nothing was created. Father, he goes not for the deep, deep things of your word. Father, he responds in obedience to you. And he makes a simple declaration that even the most simple-minded, the youngest person, can understand. When he said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Simple, Father. Understandable, Father. Father, help us to focus on that which is priority with you. That is, share the truth of the gospel, way of salvation to those around us. Father, we pray that we might see the results in our own life as we seek to serve you more and more day. Father, we ask all these things in Christ's name.